We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Being the parent of an infant is already tough for like a million reasons, maybe even a million and one reasons. But a nationwide baby formula shortage is pushing people to the limit.
It's just too much. If I let it get to me, then I'm just going to constantly be stressed out. And I don't want that to transfer onto her.
How did we get to this, whoops, we forgot to ensure we're feeding the babies moment? And how do we make sure that it never happens again? This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. Being a parent comes with all kinds of responsibilities, and some responsibilities they change over time and some don't. My son is 6, so I don't change his diaper anymore, but I do have to make sure he buckles himself into his booster seat properly when we go in the car. The things that don't change are the basics: food, clothing, shelter. But for the last several months, baby formula has been hard to find nationwide, and for the last few weeks, it's been almost impossible to find. How does this affect you? I mean, this has got to be really stressful.
It's something that every morning I go online and I search like all of the websites, just looking for anything. You know, Amazon, sometimes I've gotten lucky there and I've been able to buy like one or two cans, but it's entirely another stress. It's hard enough dealing with a baby and making sure that she has everything that she needs and that she's safe. I work from home too, so it's like I have to keep an eye on her all the time. You already have that high level of stress, and now it's like another thing I have to worry about, not being able to feed her. I think there's a lot of stress on mothers who can't breastfeed. There's a lot of mothers are dealing with, we can't see our babies on our own, which the way that society is, it kind of makes you feel like you're almost less of a woman because you can't. And now you can't even find the food that your baby needs.
That right there is my coworker, Stephanie Raymond. She's the mother of 9-month-old Ruby, a sweet and smiling little girl. But let's back up a second because it dawned on me, what is baby formula? Dr. Steve Abrams is a professor of pediatrics at the University of Texas.
Basically what it is taking available milk, which is usually cow milk, but not always, and trying to make it as close as possible to the outcomes that you would get in breastfeeding. So we adjust all the nutrients, the protein, the sugars, the fats, so that the baby gets a response it's most likely they would get if they're breastfed. It's not a perfect match.
Part of the issue is a large factory that makes baby formula was shut down over health concerns. As a matter of fact, that plant is in Sturgis, that's right here in Michigan on the west side, and it's owned by Abbott, the biggest formula maker in the country. Their brands include Similac, Pedialyte, and Ensure, to name a few.
The factory that has a problem makes powder formula. And powder formula isn't sterile because you can't sterilize a powder very effectively. So the factory has to be super clean and follow all sorts of strict rules about cleanliness. There were concerns about that ended up leading to the recall and the closing of the factory. But basically, it's like a very clean facility where all the components, the milk, the calcium, the vitamins, are all mixed in there in very specified ways, and then they're treated in order to make the powders.
Now, I mentioned the size of Abbott, the formula maker. That's part of the problem. They are one of four companies that make 90% of the baby formula in the U.S., and they are the exclusive provider for WIC. That's America's Supplemental Nutrition Program.
We got here because we basically ran a system between the pandemic and the recall, that safety margin got exceeded. Now we need to move forward and build a safety margin back into the system in a better way.
What's the path to that?
the path to that is taking a look and making sure that there's more redundancies in the system. That is, that one factory doesn't make all of the formula that's used for super allergic babies. One company doesn't control all the WIC programming. Just ensuring more redundancies and enhancing the ability of new companies to come into the market.
Dr. Abrams mentioned the control that companies have over the production of the formula, and, you know, that's how capitalism works, right? But maybe this is not the place for capitalism. Here's Kate Nagel. She's a postpartum doula. I mean, she helps people adjust to life with a new baby.
There's no monetary incentive for a company to have a back stock of formula that they can release if they need to. It's not looked at as medical equipment in a pandemic. It's not looked at as an urgent health need. That's the saddest part in my mind, because what greater incentive is there than keeping babies alive? These babies are here. They are dependent on this. They're already here. We've got to take care of them. It's looked at as kind of a capitalism thing as opposed to a public health issue. And we really need to change the conversation about feeding these babies to a public health issue.
I should point out, Kate is more than just a doula. She is the mother of a six-month-old baby. Our other mother, Stephanie, says she knows it's hard to breastfeed and she doesn't think it's an easy way out. But she, like other moms, don't have a choice when it comes to formula.
Not everybody has that luxury, and there's really no other choice. We're left to rely on corporations to provide this for us. And when they don't, this is what happens. It's just sad that it's gotten to this point where, I mean, these shelves have been empty for months. This isn't something that, like, just happened overnight. It's to the point now where I think a lot of people are panicking, because we have been dealing with this for so long, and it's like something has to give. Maybe this is like the catalyst that it needed to maybe have more oversight over infant food and formula to begin with. It's a very largely unregulated industry. And so maybe this is something that needed to happen for the powers that be to kind of realize, like, maybe this is something that we need to have more oversight, more control over, so that something like this doesn't happen.
Stephanie did want to point out that she considers herself one of the lucky ones. Little Ruby, she is able to handle a variety of formulas. That is not true for all babies, and that's led mothers to make some horrifying choices.
I really feel for the mothers who don't have that luxury. I mean, they're the ones who are really suffering right now, because I saw online, like, this picture of this poor baby who, like, sensitivities to all different kinds of stuff, and the only kind of formula her mother could find was, like, regular formula. So she gave it to her, and of course she had this horrible allergic reaction, and it's just sad that, like, mothers have to choose over, you know, putting their baby through discomfort or feeding them at all. Even, like, yesterday I was at Meijer, and the only kind of formula they had on the shelf was a sensitive kind, and I didn't want to buy it because I knew there would be another baby who would have to have that kind. And because she can eat any kind, I feel like I needed to leave that. You know, I was, like, kicking myself, like, shoot, I should have gotten that can of formula, because now it's like, well, now what am I going to do? I have to find another kind to get her.
Both women have mentioned it. One of the things that's so hard to understand is how America basically forgot to feed babies. Dr. Abrams says making formula yourself is not only difficult, but it is unsafe thanks to sanitary concerns. Outside of that, though, there are no other options for mothers who do not breastfeed.
The first 6 months of life, the only food the baby gets is either breast milk or formula. So especially in the first 6 months, there really is much alternative, and it's absolutely critical. You need the formula for your growth and for your baby's brain development. So it is critical. After the first 6 months of life, it's still very important, but you're getting solid foods. And again, for short periods of time, you need almond milk if you absolutely had to. But for babies under 6 months of age, it's the only thing they eat.
But, like, what can you do? Seriously. We talked about what needs to change higher up the ladder, but what about Ruby's mom, Stephanie? What is she doing?
I'm just, like, kind of spitballing here. This is something that, like, I've literally been talking about with everybody, because I got, like, my grandparents looking down the formula aisle now. And it's like, I know they're not going to find anything, but it's just, like, sweet that they've offered to look. And, you know, like the saying, it takes a village, right now is actually what's happening. I've been trying to give her, like, more solid food. So I feel like I've turned into, like, a dietitian, because now I'm studying, like, to make sure that she's getting enough vegetables and fruits and enough vitamins from certain proteins and everything, because I don't know that I can rely on formula to be giving her all the nutrition that she should be getting right now.
There's something else you can do to help. Keep your eyes peeled. Our doula friend Kate says those wanting to help need nothing more than an eagle eye.
We're trying to discourage people because a lot of people say, oh, I'll just go out and I'll buy all the formula and give it to you. In our opinion, that's going to kind of increase the problem. So what we are saying to people is if you find Enfamil, those we can get into homes tonight. So we have been telling people, blasted on social media, someone on your friends list needs that formula. If you want to purchase it, you will be able to get it into a home immediately. But really just spreading the word, asking around if people have formula around. It's just all about communication and getting the word out of where it is and how people can find it.
Mothers not being able to feed their infant children is unacceptable, no matter how you slice it. And this isn't charity. People aren't asking for handouts. They're asking for things to buy. On this podcast, on Mother's Day, we wondered if childcare should be treated like a utility, something people have a right to that's regulated by the government. And now maybe we should add formula to that list. Big time thank you to all that helped with this story today, Stephanie Raymond, Kate Nagel, and Dr. Steve Abrams. For the latest on the baby formula shortage, head to wwjnewsradio.com. Our theme music is written and produced by Ozone Music and Sound in Southfield. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.